Hello and welcome to the podcast. It's interesting. I've been listening to another radio show's podcast quite a bit the last month or two.
Okay.
In a completely different country. And they do this sort of thing at the start. And originally I was like, get to the good stuff from the radio show. And now I tend to enjoy their just natural conversation at the start of their podcast more.
What? You don't think the rest of our show is natural?
No, it's good. It's good. It's just like nice to hear them relaxed, swearing. We don't do that all that much around here. But yeah, so I get it. Why we do this. Off the start, I was like, well, why wouldn't we just put more time into the show?
Right.
And take clips from it. But now I get it. It's a more natural us. That's why I've decided to do this portion of the podcast in the buff moving forward.
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
I'm natural.
This is the Ryder and Lisa Replay.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai. Check out the Southtown Hyundai Advantage at southtownhyundai.ca.
There's a joke being made online about radio dudes who wear slouch caps.
Yeah, they love them, especially bald ones.
Like the little driver's cap that comes down and buttons in the front.
Yep.
And I have worn those for years. And every time I see this picture, because it's floating around in the radio world.
Yeah, it's a meme right now.
And it feels weird to fit in so precisely to a stereotype.
Yeah. Well, I'm from St. Albert and I don't know how to use public transit. So
perfect.
I'm in there too.
Todd hit us up and said, I'm a baseball player and I love chewing tobacco. So that counts. We'll put that on the list.
This is a first-time texter. If you are writing into our show, thank you for listening and make sure you sign your name. It says, I'm a teacher that loves to wear themed earrings.
Yes.
Everybody had those teachers.
Erica hit us up and said, I'm Canadian and I'm painfully friendly to strangers.
Oh, yeah.
So some of them can be good too, right?
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Steve says, I'm skinny with pale skin and I play Dungeons and Dragons and World of Warcraft religiously. Of course you do.
Teresa hit us up and said, I'm a grandma and I force my grandkids to eat too much.
I love that. Yeah. Aaron wrote in, first time texter, thanks for listening, saying, I'm a burly, grumpy truck driver and I'm tattooed up. Sounds about right. A
lot of tattoos with the trucking world.
Love it.
And same field, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm a trucker and I swear like mother.
Apparently. We actually call Lisa Long Haul Lisa because she burps a lot. Is that
a stereotype for truckers?
Yes, it is.
Play 107.
You're a little upset with me still about yesterday, and I don't know what to say.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Ryder was making hamburger soup from scratch, which is great. I love that you do this with your time. It's probably great for the soul. Hamburger soup for the soul.
It is just the best to have around in winter, too. Just I can't wait to get home.
For sure. But you asked me politely, hey, is there any chance you'd go to the grocery store for me? And to be honest, I did want to go because I wanted some extra ingredients for a Christmas treat that I was hoping to bake. So I was like, absolutely, I'll go. Anyway, you needed a couple tomatoes, beans, stuff like that. My grocery bill came to $140. Listen, next time, buy a $2 can of soup. Let's go here.
No.
Because of you, I spent $140 at the grocery store.
No, not because of me. Yes. You came home with a bunch of vitamins.
No,
that jacked up your bill. The beans are for chili later in the week. So it wasn't just my soup was expensive.
It was. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have spent $140 yesterday. That's it. That's all. I don't understand it. Why are we making things from scratch?
Oh, you want a can of preservatives?
Yes.
That's what you want for lunch. Can you imagine if you're like, what's for dinner tonight? And I roll up with a can of soup with a few alphabet-shaped letters floating around
in it.
That
sounds amazing.
No. That's it. I'm done cooking for you.
07.
You've most likely seen this circulating online. A lot of people are sharing it if they feel the same way. It's a quote that says, we are now a solid 10 months into this. If you're not working, not getting a paycheck, and you're struggling to make ends meet and run out of food or necessities, please don't let yourself or your kids go to sleep with an empty stomach. Don't be afraid or embarrassed. We will drop groceries at your door. No one will ever have to know, and we'll pretend it never happened. This has been shared by friends, family members that I know. I think it's so wonderful. But now there's also local businesses that are doing it as well. There's one that I've seen so far. If anyone has any other ones, let us know. We'll add that to the list. But Padmanati is a vegetarian restaurant. There's two locations here in Edmonton. They posted it on their Instagram. I'm going to share it from theirs onto Play 107's story. So you can go check out their page and tag anyone if they need some extra help and just support them. Support local.
Tell me something good.
My story is about a 6-year-old kid who stepped up big time. Her mom fell off of a ladder while trying to fix a cabinet, landed on her back, and couldn't get to her phone to call for help. And her 6-year-old said, "Mommy, it's okay. Don't cry. I'll go call 911. And ran in and grabbed the landline, called 911, was able to get the ambulance to their house. Since then, she was presented an award, spoke to her classmates about what to do if you need to call for help.
Yeah.
I'm just afraid of kids. Like, I know my kid, if she found out there was an award for calling 911.
She'd just be picking up the phone all the time.
Yeah, she'd be like, "Did you just stub your toe?"
Tell me something good.
Time for Unsung Heroes, giving shout-outs to people, places, and things that don't always get the attention they deserve.
Shout out to those who have posted their Christmas tree on Facebook. We all know you're just doing that to brag that there are already wrapped presents under it. Keener.
Try hard. Shout out to Jason Kenney for making sure he's safe from COVID by completely ignoring that he's the leader of this province and hiding.
Hashtag where is Kenny?
He's really good at hide and seek.
Where is he? Shout out to my double chin that's growing because nothing matters, and I've discovered Christmas crack. No, have you heard of Christmas crack? It's literally toffee, chocolate, and pretzels on saltine crackers. Like, how do you stop eating something like that?
You can't.
You can't. It's a very accurate name, but kind of offensive. Like, I don't know. Can we change that to something else?
Shout out to Bieber and Mendez for helping get us wildly sexy Canadian men some international attention.
Shout out to the guy in Safeway yesterday that wasn't wearing a mask, but was wearing 20-day-old sweatpants. Sounds sanitary. Thanks for coming out.
I wish there was a mask for your sweatpants. Shout out to Christmas being a little over a month away now. Hope you like leftovers, as it'll be the first Christmas where three of you try to figure out how to somehow finish that turkey.
Also the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
That sounds exciting. Shout out to your phone bill company for texting you more than your dad does.
Whoa, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
And finally, shout out to all of us being closer to being a millionaire than Jeff Bezos.
How much is he worth now? I don't even know.
We're closer.
Are we?
Congratulations. Mm. Support local.
Play 107.
A lot of name drama.
Yeah, it's more common than I thought it would be. Like, I told you a story about how my ex-boyfriend was mad that his brother-in-law and sister stole his baby name because they got pregnant before he had a chance to.
Right.
So they took the name Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so mad. And that was like 12 years ago.
Right.
So I'm just
Has he had a baby since?
No.
All right, well,
so,
then
whatever,
way
right?
She goes. Now he's got an Alice in his life that he loves.
There you go, exactly. But a lot of people on the text line have dog name drama. This one here from Bree says, "My sister named her dog Luca after our cousin told her she wanted to name her son that. But I thought it would be cute that they could match. Some people take it really seriously, yeah, though."
780-784-7107, what do you got?
My husband's old dog has the same name as me.
What? Oh, no.
So sometimes at family supper, family functions, they're talking about Mandy and it's the dog and it's not me.
Yeah, I get that. I golf with the superintendent at Millwoods Golf Course once in a while, and his dog, like the turf dog at the course, yeah, is named Ryder. And so he'll be like, "Ryder, don't go over there." And I'll think he's talking to me, and I'll be like, "Why is he yelling at me? Like, I'm allowed to walk over here," but he's referring to the dog.
Hilarious. Thank you so much, Mandy.
You're welcome.
We started talking about this because there's some new drama in the neighborhood.
Yeah, we got neighbor drama. Not actually. Okay, so I was walking Ryder's dog Gordon the other night, and our sweet neighbors, they're the best. Ashley's in the yard, and they just got a little puppy, a little Great Dane.
Mm-hmm.
And Gordy can't meet this puppy yet because she hasn't gotten her second round of shots. But I was like, oh, well, like, before I walk away, I'd still like to know, like, what's her name? And she goes, Gertie. And I was like, what? She's like, Gertrude, but we call her Gertie. And I was like, but he's Gordy.
Yeah, we already call him Gertie.
But I don't. She didn't process that. I was like, hey, Gertie and Gordy. That's hilarious. And she's like, oh, no. And then it hit her. She's like, what's going to happen when you're calling your dog and both dogs come to you? That actually sounds amazing. I love this.
It's going to be a problem, though. Like, when they're yelling at Gertie because she did something wrong, and our dog's like, why am I in trouble?
107.
Thank you for checking out the show. We need some good mayoral-type music, as we're both going to be running right now for future mayor of the city. Don Iveson just said that he will not seek re-election. So, you have a few things that you'd like to pitch to the city. I say we go back and forth.
Okay.
And then let the listeners decide
who should actually run.
And then the other person has to support them fully.
Yeah, and they're not allowed to run at all.
Correct. We can't split the votes.
No, we can't. All right. I would go with more dog parks, especially fenced-in ones. More, especially on the south side.
What are you going to get rid of?
There's none.
Okay, but not a lot of room.
Well, get rid of some of your golf courses.
Hey.
Well.
Hear that, people? My people of Edmonton, my first move would be to increase the speed on the white mud. It's a freeway. Why is it 80? It's a highway. Thank you.
I would bring back Zellers. It's about time.
I don't know if the mayor of Edmonton has the power to bring back Zellers.
Oh, trust me. If I win, I will make it happen.
The day after the Oilers season opener is going to be an official stat holiday in the city of Edmonton, so you can get right at her.
Well, it's funny you say that, Ryder, because if I were running for mayor, I would make sure all pubs open earlier, because some of us need an 8 a.m. Caesar.
Okay. I would be changing the name of Calgary Trail to Calgary Sucks Trail. Simple, cheap, effective.
I would make sure that yielding is just an option.
Oh, that's dangerous. An option? Okay, you hear that, people?
What's your next one?
Well, if you've claimed on the internet that this is all a hoax,
okay,
if you've blamed Bill Gates for anything,
oh yeah, 5G network,
or if you've attended an anti-mask rally or parade, whatever they're calling it, I will ban your access from the internet until this is over.
Last but not least, I will bring back the blind pig.
That was in St. Albert.
I'll bring it to Edmonton.
Okay.
So now you have to let us know on the text line 780-784-7107. Oh, I'll also bring back Ezzy's.
No, you can't.
I'm going to bring back Ezzy's and Blind Pig Hybrid. The Blind Ezzy's. Ezzy's the pig. Who would you rather vote for?
With an overwhelming response.
No, I wouldn't say it's overwhelming. I think the text line crashed because so many people were voting for me.
That's very Trumpy that you would say that.
Okay, so Don Iveson is no longer seeking re-election, so we both pitched what we would do if we were the mayor.
And with 69% of the votes,
nice.
I am going to be the one out of the two of us to run if either of us do. You have to support me fully.
I think that we should team up. I think you need me.
Yeah, I do, for the support to get me
back Ezzy's and the blind pig.
This is not what I wanted to have happen here.
No,
but
here we are. Okay, so we're talking about things you're bad at. And then we went off air and Ryder's like, what am I bad at? I can't think of anything. And I had a scroll.
You just teed off on me for two straight songs out there.
I pulled it out of my purse and I was like, hold on.
You are bad at
ordering things, remembering things, fixing things. I'm kidding, but not.
Okay, so came with examples of each one.
Yeah, okay.
That's not kidding.
So, I've had several people reach out to me after I thought I was doing a good deed and posting a Christmas treat recipe on my Instagram story. at the Lisa Evans. Go look at it. It looks like someone threw a bunch of cigarette butts into dirt.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
I thought it looked good. I am not good at doing aesthetically pleasing food photos.
Oh, is that because maybe the food that you cook isn't great either sometimes?
Maybe. So on Canada Day,
just checking.
I made Rice Krispie squares, but I was like, oh, I should make them festive. So I dyed them red, and everyone's like, why is there just raw beef sitting out on the counter at this party?
Yeah,
I was like,
didn't look
no.
good.
That's not what that is.
And what happened with the poutine? The fries weren't cooked. The only fries that were cooked was somebody grabbed theirs, tried it, was like, these fries aren't cooked, threw it in the fire.
And then like 4 hours later, they're like, Lisa, your poutine's ready. Anyway, what are you bad at? Aaron wrote in saying, I'm bad at dancing. Sylvia says, I suck at small talk. I just can't figure it out. What do you honestly think you're bad at, Ryder?
Me?
Do you think you're bad at anything?
Okay. Archery.
Archery.
Yeah, I tried it once. Wasn't very good.
Ryder and Lisa.
Brought to you by Southtown Hyundai.
Play